is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My Murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic Sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you to this wonderful episode on the silsila, Discourses of Attar. As you know, there are many, many benefits for those who make good intentions. And I would encourage you in the beginning of the silsila, as our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahlus Sunnah Tam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah always informs us, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, make as many good intentions as you can. For example, I will listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. I will note down the important points and try to implement them in my life. I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my children, my spouse, other Muslims in my society. In this way, any other good intentions you can make, make them now, inshallah ta'ala, to gain maximum thawab, maximum rewards, inshallah azza wa jal. Indeed, there are countless benefits and blessings also for reciting abundance of durood paak, of salawat, upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Al Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Mawlana Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, has written in Fatawa Razviya, that Sayyidina Abul Muwahib radiyallahu ta'ala an says, I saw the beloved Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my dream. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, you will intercede for 10,000 people on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how did I gain such a great status? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, because you recite durood sharif salawat and send its reward to me. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order to send the reward, make the intention, the niyyah. Remember, intention is what is in the heart, in the mind. Okay, verbally does not have to be said, but it is in the heart. What is contained in the heart? Those thoughts. So intention, make this of sending the reward in your hearts while you are reciting the Durood-e Paak. When you're reciting the Durood-e Paak verbally, make the intention in the heart, or even say, I am sending the reward of this Durood Sharif, this Salat, to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, either before or after reciting the Durood-e Paak. In this way, send the intention to the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to only Allah, to Sahaba ikram, to your parents, to any Muslim in general. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, you know, every moment of our life is precious. Every second, every moment are like priceless diamonds, as ulama have given us a very beautiful parable. In this regards, I would urge you to listen carefully and concentrate on what is being said. In this parable, in this story, there are many benefits for those of understanding. There are many, in fact, lessons for us that we can implement in our life. It is said that once a king with his companions, they were passing by a fruit garden and they saw somebody throwing pebbles. And one of those pebbles struck the king. He ordered his servants, bring that person to me. The servants, they searched and they found a villager. So they brought him to the king. The king asked, "Where did you find these pebbles?" The villager said, "I saw these beautiful pebbles whilst I was wandering at a desolate place, a lonely place. So I put them in my pocket. When I reached this garden, I used these pebbles to try and bring down the fruits from the trees, so I may eat them." The king asked, "Do you know the value of these pebbles?" He replied, "No, I don't." And the king said, "These little pebbles are in fact priceless diamonds, which you have wasted because of your foolishness." On hearing this, that villager regretted a lot, but his regret was useless because he had lost these priceless diamonds forever. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, likewise, the moments of our life are like priceless diamonds, very precious indeed. Every second, every moment. Remember, when we breathe in or out, that breath is gone. That second is gone. It will never come back. If we waste them in useless activities, we will have nothing but grief and regret on the day of judgment. It is mentioned in Surah Mu'minun, verse 115. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Do you then think that we made you in vain and you are not to return to us? Regarding this verse, it is written in Khazainul Irfan, don't you have to be resurrected for reward on the day of judgment? Is a question to us actually. You have been created for worship, which is obligatory and necessary upon you, so you could return to us and be rewarded for your good deeds. Explaining the aim of creation of life and death, it is mentioned beautifully in Surah Mulk, verse 2. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Who created death and life that he may try you as to which of you is best in deeds. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, besides these two verses, the purpose of the creation of human beings has also been described in many other verses as well. We must ask ourselves, and today's time, people are asking, Muslims and non-Muslims, what is the maqsad? What is the purpose of my life? Why was I created? Some people, because they don't really know, they don't understand why they are alive, why they have been given life, they indulge in all the worldly pleasures, whatever it may be. And in so doing, they disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, they disobey Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and they accumulate more and more sins in their account, bad deeds. And remember, the consequence or the reward of evil deeds or bad deeds is what? Adab is punishment and torment, which begins in this world, which is intensified in the qabr. The azab, the punishment and torment of the grave is a reality, it is truth. And this intensifies more on the day of judgment, when that person will be flung into the pits of Jahannam of hell. May Allah save us. In fact, may Allah, we must always make this dua. O Allah, grant us a good maut, a good death with iman. Subhanallah, very important. Always safeguard our iman by not indulging in evil actions, by not obeying Shaitan, Satan the cursed one, but by obeying Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this lies our salvation, nothing else. Because our purpose in this world is only and only, as ulama have said, is only for preparation for the akhirah, for the hereafter, for the afterlife. See, a human being, has to live in this world for a very short period of time. We are travelers. In fact, our reality is that we are travelers. We come from one world, Alam-e Arwah, the world of the souls. From there we travel into the world of the mother, the mother's womb. From here we come into this dunya, Alam-e Asbab. From this world we will go to Alam-e Barzakh, that barrier between death and the hereafter. And from there, every creation will be resurrected on the day of judgment, on Hashr, when Hisab and Kitab, accountability, will take place. Therefore, our lives are indeed very, very short. In this little lifespan, a human being has to make preparations for the Qabr and the hereafter. Prepare. Those who prepare are the successful ones, are the truly intelligent ones, are the wise ones. Not that person with a degree, or that person with so much of knowledge, but no practice of that knowledge. Remember, there's a very beautiful proverb in Arabic, Al-ilmu bila amalin kashajari bila thamarin, that knowledge without action is like a tree without fruits. If you truly want benefit from this tree, if there are fruits on it, how much you will enjoy its taste like this. You want to taste your knowledge, and you truly want to benefit from your knowledge of deen, then translate it into action, into a'mal, by doing whatever you have learnt. And that, of course, is by practicing the beautiful, perfect sunnah lifestyle of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, the time that we have present in this world is indeed very, very valuable, if only we can understand that every moment is valuable and priceless. Every moment that has passed will never come back. As we mentioned before, every breath that we breathe will never come back. Time is indeed flying very fast. We can see it today. People are complaining, in fact, that there's no blessings in time. The time is going so fast. I don't have enough time to accomplish my whatever challenges I have. I cannot complete my work. I cannot fulfill my responsibilities and duties because the time is going so fast. These are the signs of Qiyamah. And Qiyamah is near. And time cannot be stopped. Whatever we can do, whatever system we can apply, time cannot be stopped. It is going to continue each second, each minute, each hour. It's continuing and it's going. It's not waiting for anybody. And the breath which is taken, as mentioned, also will never return. You cannot stop the breath. If you stop somebody's breath, he is finished. He is dead. And the breath is stopped completely. The great Imam, Sayyidina Khaja Hasan Basri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he would say, hurry up, hurry up. What is the reality of your life? Your life consists of just a few breaths. If they stop, your actions and your deeds, whereby you gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, will also stop. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon the person who took an account of himself and shed some tears remembering his sins. After saying this, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would recite verse 84 of Surah Maryam. Innama na'uddu lahum 'adda. Translation from Kanzul Iman. We are completing their counting. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated in Ihya'ul Ulum, this counting refers to the number of breaths. Imagine, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, can you understand that our breaths, in fact, are being counted? Our breaths are limited. It's already been written down how many breaths we're going to take in our lifetime. So much or so much. I mean, today we witness and we see in front of us, and how many of us know that little children are passing away, that infants are passing away, not just the elderly, but anybody, youngsters are passing away in front of us. The time is now to take an account of our lives. As Sayyidina Khaja Hasan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, advised us, take an account, a stock of your life. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس الطاہر قادری دام برکاتہم العالیہ, who is the founder of Dawat Islami and a very insightful person with much foresight as well, given by Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he has designed and has come up with a beautiful system called the Madani In'amat booklet. And this actually is for self-introspection. This actually is for self-accountability, to take stock of your life on a daily basis. Those who are practical upon this are continuously, constantly, daily reminded about what they are doing or what they are not doing, what they are supposed to do. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this Madani In'amat booklet for Islamic brothers and for Islamic sisters as well, also for Jami'ah students, those in Darul Uloom, those in Madrasatul Madina, for our little ones, Madani children as well. These are available. And if you're practical upon this, you can take that accountability before accountability is taken of you. As it is beautifully mentioned that, and in fact, this world is a world of action, not accountability. But on the day of judgment, there will be no action, there will be accountability for everything we did and everything we said. Therefore, be very careful before we do or say anything. Think first. Think, will this be beneficial? Or will it be engaged in any sins or bad deeds? If it will, then stop yourself and don't indulge in useless talks. Because remember, the person who talks a lot makes many mistakes. The person who makes many mistakes commits many sins. And obviously, a person who commits many sins will indeed get much azab from Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us. Sayyidina Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has mentioned a very beautiful hadith that is narrated in Shu'abul Iman. The king of Medina, the cause of creation, the cream of creation, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the day makes the announcement daily at the time of sunrise. What does it say? It says, if you want to perform any good deed today, then do it, because I will never return. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we should perform, in fact we must perform, as many good deeds as possible, taking the advantage of each and every day that we live. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who has given us life. But why? Only to worship Him. Only to prepare for the qabr, life in the grave, and life in the hereafter. The people who call us today with the title of Mr. or any other title, tomorrow they will call us the late so-and-so. So we are so consumed in this world that we don't realize we are fast approaching death. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability, the understanding that our purpose is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and to prepare for what is coming. And that is maut, that is death, that is life in the grave and the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu alihi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah. Attar is my guide, my murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.